It's January 14th, 2011. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. Now, here's the news. Got my iPhone, baby. Known fact is that I wrote a song called the iPhone Blues, or actually rewrote a song that was by Robert Cray called Phone Booth. As you can hear, the iPhone Blues come from having an iPhone but not being able to get a signal from AT&T, usually in large cities such as here in San Francisco. But all that changed when Verizon announced it would be adding the iPhone to its portfolio of phones. Early next month, Verizon customers can switch to the iPhone, and frustrated AT&T iPhone customers can stop singing the blues and make the switch to Verizon. The new iPhone on Verizon will cost $199 for the 16GB version and $299 for the 32GB version, but no data plan costs were outlined yet. While the celebration continued among AT&T detractors, including The Daily Show's Jon Stewart, others were quick to point out problems with the new dynamic duo. Consumer Reports noted that the Verizon iPhone will still be on 3G networks, and that you can't do global voice roaming with the new Verizon iPhone, or surf the web while talking on the phone like you can on AT&T. I talked with CNET associate editor and mobile phone expert Nicole Lee about the new iPhone coming on Verizon's network. She explained who would be first to get the phones.
I think there are a couple of core groups of people that will definitely have a strong incentive to change over. First are AT&T customers who live in San Francisco and New York, which are very big metropolitan areas that have like terrible AT&T coverage, as I'm sure you know, Mark. And and those people might feel, okay, you know, AT&T has not been serving me right. I should just switch over to Verizon, which has a better network coverage here where I live. Or there could just be people who have been with Verizon for a long time, maybe because they have contracts or their family plans on it, so they can't switch. And those people would feel, maybe, oh, I can finally have an iPhone for Verizon on my network.
I asked Lee whether people should hold off on buying the Verizon iPhone until the iPhone 5 comes out in the summer, possibly working on 4G networks.
If you can wait, you know, wait for at least 6-7 months when Apple announces the next iPhone 5, you know, and we know it's coming too, so there's that option. And I think there will be a 4G iPhone, whether it will be this year or next year, you know, it's going to come. But as with all technology, you can wait forever for the next thing to come.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about the iPhone on Verizon? Our last poll question was, how important is the Consumer Electronics Show? 47% said it's a big deal for gadget lovers. 29% said it's marginally interesting for media watchers. And 24% said it's a waste of time with mainly vaporware. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog Idealab at pbs.org/Idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.